This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Finally, on a Friday, it's movie time. The latest superhero mega franchise hits the multiplex today. The Amazing Spider-Man 2 opens nationwide. And it's safe to say that Sony Pictures is hoping for amazing business at the box office. That, however, may be a challenge for Spidey. This was a very expensive movie to make, and the critics thus far have not been kind. Here's Marketplace's Jeff Tyler on just how unsinkable superhero franchises might really be.
Sony has a lot riding on this Spider-Man flick. It sets up two separate spin-off movies, plus the third and fourth installments of the Spider-Man franchise.
You know what it is I love about being Spider-Man?
Everything.
Critics and audiences are showing less love for the superhero.
It is the worst Spider-Man movie that I have personally seen.
Jeff Snyder is a reporter for the entertainment news website TheWrap.com. Despite the critical reception of the movie, it's already made more than $150 million overseas. Snyder expects Spider-Man 2 will be a modest commercial success.
I think Sony is hoping that this movie will gross $1 billion, and I don't think that that's going to happen.
Albert Ching is an editor at Comic Book Resources, which covers all things related to comic books. He says Sony may have rebooted the Spider-Man franchise too quickly.
Part of it just might be some amount of fatigue from the audience. This is going to be the fifth Spider-Man movie in 12 years.
Audience fatigue isn't the only issue. Jeff Snyder at The Wrap says Sony needs to please investors, too.
Sony has come under fire from its investors, namely Daniel Loeb, who's like a big hedge fund guru.
Sony doesn't have many other franchises like Spider-Man, so if this version of the web-slinger doesn't stick with audiences, expect investors to press for changes at the studio. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.